Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Well, hey there. Welcome in, everybody. Glad to have you with us on a Friday. TGIF here with Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland coming at you for the next little while here, getting you ready for a football weekend all across the landscape. High school, college, NFL. We got college hoops this weekend. We've got a good Thursday night football game to discuss today, and it certainly has implications on the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll cover it all. Max Power has your KFH hotline at 869-1240. We've got you on our video streams on X and YouTube today. Still working to get Facebook reconnected. 12 News Connected is another place you can watch us, which we appreciate. And, of course, you can listen to us as well on the Odyssey app. We have all kinds of good stuff coming for you today. We'll bring in the full cast of characters to make our football picks in the second hour. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun, beers with the boys, girls night out, or a glass of wine with a longtime friend. WBC, the place where groups gather for the holidays, east, west, or historic Delano. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. TJ, good morning. How are you?
Jerome Tang said PJ Haggerty is the best player in America. You agree?
Right now, I think it's totally reasonable to make that case. Yeah.
He is real good. Really good. Last night you watched that game. This was the reaction from the K-Witchers watching that game last night, is that, man, Haggerty's good. And then he made another three. It's like, God, like, he's like, how many points does he have tonight? And then you look, it's like, oh my gosh, he almost had 40 points. Like, he is a legit scorer. He is so fun to watch. And I think K-State basketball might be kind of good. And I think that was what we needed to start the show with.
Yeah, we thought that. And then, you know, and then you had the Tulsa game. But again, I caution people, we don't know anything about Tulsa, right? Like, don't overthink that one. They won the game, right? Who knows what Tulsa is going to be this year, and who cares? They won. Mississippi State, we know, will be pretty good. At least we think that they will be. And yeah, in K-State, it's another game where they get close to 100. Like, this will be one of the best offensive teams in the country. They have been that thus far this year. They're one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country, and they're led by a guy who was kind of the top fish in the transfer portal waters for a reason. Haggerty's he's a baller, man. He's got as much offensive skill as any college player in the country. Is he the top NBA guy, Darren Peterson or DeBount? No, but it doesn't matter. This is college basketball they're playing. He's the NBA guy. But attention is drawn to this freshman class across college basketball because it's really, really good. Don't sleep on a guy like PJ Haggerty, who's been doing this for a long time and has been really good at this for a long time. Yeah, he looks every bit of the part they brought him in for. He looks fantastic. I'm less, you know, that part of it, TJ, though, as K-State wins 98-77 last night, we kind of expected that, didn't we? Like, we expected Haggerty to be really good. Maybe not. Yeah. Maybe not quite to this level, but I expected him to be an All-American candidate. Like, he came into K-State, and that's what we wanted. What's impressing me about the Cats is how well everybody else is kind of fitting in around him. You know, as we're questioning their defense early in the year, coming back out and holding a pretty good offensive team in Mississippi State, at least they have been thus far this year, to 77 and beating them by 21, I'll take that all day long. And we're starting to see, like, all of these trends they're trends. They're not just flashes in the pan. Abdi Bashir's a great 3-point shooter. Kostic is starting to take a few more in the game. He had a couple good looks that didn't go last night. Castillo continues to be a weapon. And this is a team that you can see the pieces. I'm with you. I think this is a top, you know, this is a team that can compete for a Big 12 championship. I don't think that's out of line at all.
Yeah, it's a big deal that's the one thing I thought about this morning whenever I woke up, is the fact of, like, for as much flack as everybody gives the transfer portal, because every fan in the country gives transfer portal flack, like, if you have a team that's not good enough one year, you can immediately be good the next year. And it's starting to feel like K-State may have just gotten it right this summer, and they feel like they're a really good team. Again, it's November. We are really pumping up the Shockers and the Wildcats, so we'll see if that actually holds any weight whenever the actual games start.
Yeah, we're pumping them up because we're seeing things that we haven't in a couple of years. And you know, as far as transfer portal, before KU fans say, this is the problem, why can't KU do that? They have. Hunter Dickinson was the, you know, the biggest piece in the portal. Remy Martin was the biggest piece in the portal. The year, 2 years ago, when they got the guy from Alabama, they got the two biggest pieces in the portal. The Wisconsin, I can't even think of their names now because they were such non-factors. Store and
Griffin.
Whoever. Yeah, those are the biggest pieces in the portal. So it just, they haven't been the right ones. And this appears to be, and we said it from the second we saw it, because we all know Haggerty well because of AAC basketball. The second it was K-State, it made all the sense in the world. It's like, man, that's a perfect fit for that, for his style and what he's going to want to do. He could not have found a better home than at K-State, because Jerome Tang will absolutely let him go shoot it 20 times a night and be perfectly fine with it.
Yep. Jacob, did you watch the game last night? Are you a Peacock subscriber?
I did. Yeah, I got the end of the first half and the end of the second half. Wow. I was flipping back and forth.
I figured that you weren't going to be a Peacock kind of guy.
No, we've got. I don't remember why we've got Peacock, but we've got Peacock. Okay. Maybe did a trade with Nana, nice. Paramount for Peacock, I think is what we did. So we've kind of got like dual access there.
There you go. Yeah, that's one of the perks of working in TV sports, is that you'll find a way to get the games. So I'll find a way to watch all the games. So I had that one on last night through my computer.
I like their broadcast, by the way. I thought
they did really good. So between that and Thursday Night Football.
Mostly the NBC thing. Thursday Night Football, which we'll get into on the other side here, was a really entertaining game, I thought. You know, the Texans get it done. We all kind of liked that line, honestly. It seemed like too many points for the Bills. The Texans are really good. They're just not great offensively. But 23-19 winners over Buffalo last night, led by that defense. I mean, they made it a bad night for Josh Allen. They were on him like crazy. Mm-hmm.
Will Anderson is so good.
Well, look, this is a team the Chiefs still have to play. Right. But they had 5.5, 6.5, 7.5, 8 sacks in the game. I think it was maybe even more than that against Josh Allen. And the Bills line was a little depleted. I get it. But Houston's a team Kansas City still has to play. And we know what pass rushing can do to the Chiefs offense. They're good, man. They got off to that rough start, and they still, last night, TJ, they only had 260 yards of offense. Like, their offense is not good, but they are collectively through that defense a really good team.
What's the deal with Stroud? Is he out for a while?
He probably will be back next week.
Yeah.
And Davis Mills has done a really good job, but we've seen Davis Mills for a long time. I think you hand it back to Stroud when the time comes. They've developed more of a running game behind the rookie Woody Marks. They've got some receivers back healthy finally. You know, that's kind of been a problem for them. But even then, like, yeah, they got their they still didn't do a whole lot offensively, but they don't need to. And I think they're comfortable living in that world. Buffalo is a juggernaut offense. Now, they're all kinds of banged up, too. They're down a bunch of receivers. They're down a bunch of pass catchers. I get it. Their offensive line was kind of in shambles. But that's Buffalo coming in primetime and only scoring 12 points of offense, because remember, they had the kick return. Four field goals. It's all Buffalo was able to get against Houston.
Bills and Ravens are down this year. Good thing the Chiefs are taking advantage of it.
Gah. Also, but that makes you want to revisit yesterday's Bills, Ravens, Chiefs versus the field conversation, doesn't it? We'll come back. We'll dig into that game a little bit. What does that mean for the Chiefs? Is that a good or a bad outcome for Kansas City? We'll discuss when we return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Yeah. The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk high school football on to sub-state, two wins to state championships. High school football coverage on Sports Daily brought to you by Zintex Remodeling Group. Remodel your bathroom in as little as one day with Zintex Remodeling Group, Zintex.com. Welcome back in, Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland here. Of course, it is a Catch a Kansas Friday. TJ will get us all caught up on those state semifinals in just a little bit. Paul Savage should be in to help him do that. Coaching high school football still. I haven't heard that Brandon and Tommy won't be here yet, TJ. So hopefully we have the full cast of characters for some football picks. We will see as the time comes. Bills Texans. The Texans take down Buffalo at home 23-19. We all liked the Texans side of that line yesterday with PJ Glasser. So it's not necessarily a surprise here. Buffalo is still trying to figure some things out. Buffalo is kind of like Kansas City and Baltimore this year, TJ. It's kind of a chip in a chair. Just got to get there and hope some of your pieces are back healthy and you trust the quarterbacks in the postseason. But right now, they're kind of in that mix. The AFC is a jumbled mess. I've been thinking a lot last night as I'm watching it, like what would have been the better outcome for the Chiefs? And honestly, that was probably the better outcome. It's really annoying that Kansas City right now loses tiebreakers to all the teams currently sitting ahead of them in the wild card that are in the wild card spots, the Chargers, Buffalo, Jacksonville. They can take care of that with the Chargers, but they can't with Buffalo or Jacksonville. So Buffalo losing is probably good because Houston, who is a half game ahead of Kansas City plays. So they can take care of that with Houston as well. And Houston's schedule is pretty tough. Down the stretch, they get Kansas City, obviously, two games against Indianapolis are mixed in there. The Cardinals, who are no slouch, is mixed in there. So they don't have an easy schedule either. So I do think this was probably better for the Chiefs ultimately.
I don't know. I think I went the other way with my immediate thought that I think it's worse for the Chiefs because I think that, obviously Buffalo's the six and the Texans are the eight. That just creates more of a logjam from the six to the eight.
But they play Houston, heads up. It's we true, know Kansas but, City can probably only lose one more anyway, right? So can't be that one, but that they at least control that. They control nothing against Buffalo. So if they're going to chase down Buffalo, they just need Buffalo to lose two more games, basically, down the stretch. And that's it. And that probably is a stretch too, by the way. Buffalo's schedule of all these teams we talk about, Buffalo has the least resistance, I think. They do have a game against Philadelphia. But they go to Pittsburgh, and who knows if Aaron Rodgers is healthy. Who knows? Joe Burrow could come back for the Bengals, and they could be massively disruptive. It's not an easy path for the Bills, but you tell me, at Pittsburgh, home against Cincinnati, at the Patriots, at the Browns, home against the Eagles, home against the Jets. You think there's two losses in there?
Yes.
I think there can be. And if you think there can be, then them losing last night was a good thing.
The Bills?
Yeah,
that's the Bills schedule.
Them losing, yeah. If that's the case, then them losing last night is probably a good thing for Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, my biggest thing is the fact of, like, you're going to have another, like I don't know how to portray this the best way here. I get what you're saying, that they don't want to chase down Buffalo, but I feel like it's going to make it harder if the Texans and the Jaguars, even though the tiebreaker stuff goes into effect here, I think a loss last night from Houston would have at least let the Chiefs, they would have jumped them there, and then they're just chasing the Jaguars, which they don't have a tiebreaker over.
But they play Houston. So
yeah, but I mean, they're not worried about a tiebreaker.
I think you do worry about the tiebreaker. Look,
I'd rather not worry about it. I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying. If you don't have to worry about the tiebreaker, then you're not going to get the tiebreaker against Buffalo, right? So if they're going to pass Buffalo, they have to have a better record than Buffalo. So you need Buffalo to lose games. Houston, you can take care of that yourself. The strange thing is, like, Kansas City's got to basically win them all. Like, they can afford maybe one loss. And the funny thing is, we were talking about this yesterday on TV. The funny thing is, like, the Colts would be a game. If you had to lose one and you could cherry pick it, the Colts would probably be the one because it doesn't really impact you in any way. right? They got to go 6-1 either way. So if you're putting them at 6-1 to get there, then they've got to, and their chances to pass Houston, they control, right? They control their path against Houston. They don't have control against Buffalo. They don't have control against Jacksonville right now. And those are two teams they're chasing. So I think the best case scenario for Chiefs fans is to root for Buffalo and Jacksonville to lose as many games as they can, because that's out of control. You control Baltimore, but I think Baltimore is going to win the division. So here's Jacksonville's remaining schedule: at Arizona, at Tennessee, home against the Colts, home against the Jets, at Denver, at the Colts, home against Tennessee. So
there's losses in there.
There probably are. We need, you know, three of them. If you think the Chiefs are going to go 6-1, you'd need them to finish 4-3 over that stretch. And two of those games are against the Titans and one are against the Jets. So there's three of them that they're probably winning. That means they have to, you know, you're asking a lot. Jacksonville has the better schedule of all these teams. You're asking a lot of the Jaguars. But I would tell you that, in my opinion, they're the least qualified of these teams we're talking about, too. So if the Titans are going to get one, you know, you'd maybe think it was a Jacksonville game.
I'll ask you this.
Go ahead.
I'll ask you this hypothetical. If the Chiefs go 6-1, but one of their one losses is against the Texans or the Chargers, is that enough?
Big trouble. They'll be in big trouble.
That might not be enough if it's 6-1. Like,
it's hard for me. Sorry. It's hard for me to imagine that an 11-6 record isn't going to be enough. Just however it shakes out, but it could. But yeah, those are games you feel like you can't lose. You have to beat the Chargers. You have to beat the Texans, or it's going to be a real problem. The Chargers' remaining schedule, and the Chargers are getting banged up again here. They can't stay healthy, so they're going to come out of the bye, which they have this week. They get the Raiders at home, Philly at home. They go to Kansas City. They go to Dallas. They get Houston at home and go to Denver. They've probably got the most difficult schedule in this group.
Yeah, no crap.
So that probably with, and maybe they get a little healthier out of the bye, because I do think they're really good when they're healthy. They just haven't been for really any long stretch of this season. It's not going to be easy for any of these teams to get in, except maybe Baltimore, because Pittsburgh perhaps just lost Aaron Rodgers. But Cincinnati could have something to say about playing a huge spoiler for some of these teams if Joe Burrow's back. Joe Burrow could be back this weekend. He's practicing in full right now.
Yeah.
The AFC is just, it's a hot mess. Like, it's a lot of good teams. And depending on what you think of Denver, New England, and Indianapolis, it's no great teams. The NFC is not all that different. I think most people probably would qualify the Rams as one of the league's quote unquote great teams this year. Philadelphia is a great defense. They just haven't found it yet offensively, but I just kind of trust them at this point. As much as that makes me want to vomit, you just do a little bit. But then you go to the AFC, and two of the teams that I kind of like as, you know, teams to go on runs in the playoffs aren't even in the playoffs right now. Kansas City and Baltimore. They're not even in if the playoffs started today.
I know. This is going to be such an interesting experiment on how people view the NFL based on how this goes. Because, like, what if the Chiefs sneak in and then just lose that wild card round? Like, what if that happens to Buffalo? Like, what if they just don't get in the playoffs? Like, it's not just you. Like, the nation is in the same boat.
Not getting in the playoffs will be bad. Right, that would be bad. Getting in and losing a wild card game on the road, I mean, if that surprises you this year, based on what we've seen thus far, you're probably just, you probably.
Okay. I'll change my hypothetical here. I'll say if Baltimore or Buffalo or Kansas City didn't make the playoffs, like, everybody, every talking head nationally is talking about, like, it's still going to be one of those three. Like I said, they've earned the benefit of the doubt, but, like, if that happens, it'll change a lot of how things are viewed, I think, going forward. I think that, like, and for good reason. As you said, you know, the three best quarterbacks in the AFC are the three best teams that everybody keeps talking about that they think can go make runs. And so,
yeah, look, it's just what's happened. It's because we've had such a long time with it. Yeah. And we've all watched football enough to know that you've got a better chance with an elite quarterback, because we've gone from the Brady era right into the Mahomes era, and those guys are there almost every year, which sounds absurd when you watch the NFL every week and you see how fickle and volatile it is. But for this millennium, basically for 25 years, it's what we've seen. How many, and I don't know this off the top of my head, I can probably pull this up. How many times in 25 years, let's pull this up, okay? How many times in 25 years do we think either Mahomes or, well, okay, so Brady's first year was 2003. When did they beat the, oh, is it 99? When did they win their first one? When did he beat? There it is. Okay, since 2001. So yeah, we would be looking at 25 years. Okay, so 25 years. How many times do you think Brady or Mahomes has been in the Super Bowl over that 25-year stretch? One of them. And we'll go year by year here. So your guess before we look at it.
12.
I'll say 14. Okay, so we have 2001. We have 2003, 2004, 2007, 2011, 2014, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2022, 23, 24, 14 times. Wow. 14 times in 25 years, 14 of those years, more than half, we've seen one of those two guys in the Super Bowl. So how are we not equipped to sit here and say, yeah, you know, just, you got to just get them there. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy that we have that in this league where it seems like the crazy outcomes are every week. That in more than half of the Super Bowls played in this millennium, we've had one of those two guys in it. World, like, and everybody else has just been kind of floating around in it for a long time.
That's what
time.
I'm saying. This is such a weird social experiment of like, what are people going to think if Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen missed the play and Lamar Jackson missed the playoffs? Like, because that'll just change the way, like, because that's what everybody's always said. And like, I don't know, in those 25 years, I'd be curious to see like if Tom Brady went to the Super Bowl and then missed the playoffs the next year. Had that ever happened? How many times did Tom Brady miss the playoffs?
Not very many. He had, of course, the year he got hurt, and then maybe one other. Max probably knows that off the top of his head. It was the injury year of injury, and then I believe maybe one other time, and that's it. Oh. And then you have the Mahomes thing of playing in consecutive AFC championship games, which is basically every year of his starting career, right? Which is maybe even as wild as what we were just talking about. Like, there just hasn't been room for anybody else consistently. The Eagles have been consistently good, but we're talking about a league right now where your top teams are quarterbacked by Bo Nix, Drake May, Daniel Jones, right? And then Jalen Hurts and Matt Stafford were used to. Caleb Williams. Anybody? Right. Those are the teams. Those are the top three in each conference. It's just, Max says one time he missed playoffs in 2002, which was not the injury year. So one other time. Yeah. And they may have made the playoffs with Matt Cassel in the injury year. Did they make the playoffs that year, Max? I can't remember.
No, but they did go 11-6.
Yeah, that's right. Ooh, that doesn't make you feel good if you're a Chiefs fan. We're talking about 11-7 should be in. That's what makes this all so strange, is it's been the same at the end for so long. The fact that what we're used to seeing is not there is a little, and who knows, maybe in 5 years we're putting Philadelphia in the same conversation. Who knows? I don't think so, but maybe. Baltimore, by the way, you want to talk about a really fascinating finish to a season. Baltimore right now at 5-5. Now, their 5-5 is very different than the Chiefs 5-5, right? They had an injury. They lost all their games while Lamar Jackson was hurt, and now they're winning all their games again. But they get two against Cincinnati, probably with Burrow back, and two against Pittsburgh. Who knows if Rodgers is healthy? But you want to talk about, like, if Rodgers is healthy, like, the division, it's theirs for the taking. Like, they can just go take it. Or they, because those are going to be pretty tough games. God, what if Burrow starts on November 27th on Thanksgiving Day?
God, are we ready for that conversation? The Bengals can storm back into this
thing? No, I don't think. I think they're probably too far out. But what's the over-under on Bengals-Ravens right now? If those guys are healthy, 58? What are you taking? Which side of that are you taking?
Those defenses are bad. And are you ready? The thing I keep thinking about through all this stuff and through all the Chiefs discourse of the season is, man, I can't wait for it to be January and February, and people are talking about, what does this mean for Mahomes' legacy? What does this do for the Tom Brady argument? And then we're going to start getting real Jordan LeBron-y.
We already are, and part of those conversations are already happening. One of them that you talked to me about yesterday, we might as well get into on the other side. This is the beauty now of TJ being in here full time, and Tommy was good at this too, but he's a man of the younger people. The social media overreactions. I don't get a lot of that because I absolutely choose not to go find it. I have no interest in it, but it does interest me to know what's out there, I suppose. I know that doesn't make any sense, but like I don't have any interest in participating, I should say. But let's participate a little because you've got, I guess, one collection of fans out there with a narrative about the Chiefs that I am a little surprised by, but we can discuss it. And it's, you know, Brett Veach and the job he's done there. This is what happens when you're great and you're 5-5. Max could tell you, the diehard Patriots fan, exactly how many times Tom Brady and the Patriots dynasty was dead. And I talk about this all the time. People forget that there were the gap between the dynasty for Brady was 10 years, right? Brady had 2001, 2003, and 2004. He didn't get his next one for a decade. He didn't get it until 2014.
He was there, though.
Right, but when we're talking about the there was a gap. He was there in 2011. It was 2011 the year they were unbeaten, I believe.
2007, Asante Samuel, who won't shut up, missed the easy interception, didn't call holding, didn't call in the grass.
And then Eli got him again. But then it was
Wes Welker dropped an easy ball, would have ended the
10
game.
10 years. Max has taken us down a rabbit hole. I think Max lives as comfortably in a rabbit hole as anybody I know. But before we get into and continue the silly, probably, discussion about Brady versus, well, it's not silly because we have a good comparison through age 30. TJ, there is apparently a sect online of people who are dissatisfied and already overreacting to the Chiefs being 5-5.
I think that the biggest overarching thing that the social media machines are seeing from Chiefs fans is that they don't know who to blame, and everybody's got their own side. There's a blame Mahomes side of this. There's a blame Andy Reid side of this, and there's a blame Brett Veach side of this. And I think that majority of Chiefs fans are kind of flocking to the blame Veach. And so that's where all this discourse
is coming. And the very obvious response to that is nobody needs to be blamed for anything. They've been to three straight Super Bowls. Like, they're 5-5. They were missing one of their key players for a large portion of the season. And they're 5-5. They've had a couple of really dumb losses, Jacksonville and Denver, but I'm not sure why anybody needs to be blamed for anything. I would tell you that of those three in the most recent memory, of those three, the most responsible would be Mahomes. Mahomes had a really bad game against Denver. Okay, if they're 6-4 and they win the Denver game, are we even having this conversation? I don't think so. Probably. So that's it. It's a silly. It's an entitled thing. And this is, and look, I get it. It's not unique to Chiefs fans. This happens with every fan base that wins a ton. It happened with the Patriots fan base. They were ready to stick a fork in Tom Brady, I don't know, 6 different times. And then they ran him out of town to watch him go win a Super Bowl in Tampa. So this happens a lot. We had the who's more responsible for the wins, Brady or Belichick, that stupid conversation for a long time. And I say stupid, and I participate in them because they're fun for talk radio. But in reality, like they're kind of nonsense. But whatever, they're fun. So nobody needs to be blamed. There's a large camp with Veach, is what you were telling me yesterday, which that seems silly to me too. If you watch the documentary on ESPN, you know how connected Veach was to the Mahomes pick. He could do nothing else the rest of his career, and dunk on that decision. But I would argue he's had two of the better drafts we've seen any GM have in 22 and 23. And his work with contracts has been phenomenal to be able to maneuver some of the contracts he's been able to maneuver, to be able to make tough decisions on which players to let walk, even though they were really good and fan favorites, and still make it back to Super Bowls, is a skill not every general manager has at all. Trust me, I'm a Cowboys fan. Like, those are difficult things to do. And I think more than anything, he's handled his salary cap. I mean, just an unbelievably well. They have a lot of star players that they've been able to keep. Most teams don't get to do that, and they've been able to do it. Mahomes is a big part of that, right? And Kelsey, both playing for less than what they're worth. But you got to get them to do it.
It's more so, I think, the argument that they keep making is Veach versus John Dorsey about, like, how much did John Dorsey do for all of this compared to what has Veach done for all of this? Veach had a really good 2022 draft class. There really hasn't been any trades. I mean, I can't remember any except for, you know, trading Tyreek Hill and Legarius Sneed away.
The trade was good. The Frank Clark trade is debatable. I don't think that was a particularly good trade. But they won Super Bowls. You know, Frank Clark was a part of that. So you gotta give a little bit of a nod there. I think if we're looking at draft picks, Veach has made a lot of them. Veach has made a lot of really good drafts. He's just missed on a couple first round draft picks that kind of sully his reputation a little bit. But he went back to back in 21 and 22. I said 23. In 21, Nick Bolton was a second round pick. Cree Humphrey was a second round pick. Noah Gray was a fifth round pick. Trey Smith was a sixth round pick. Okay, in 22, they took McDuffie in the first. Sky Moore was a miss. Brian Cook, I wouldn't say Brian Cook was a miss in the second round. George Karlaftis was in the first round. Leo Chenal was in the third round of that draft. Jalen Watson was in that draft. Isaiah Pacheco was in that draft. Like, he has killed. He killed drafts for 3 years. In 23, they landed Rashee Rice after they missed on Felix Anudike-Uzomah. They got Rashee Rice in that draft. They got Shamari Connor in that draft. Wanya Morris, I think, has value to this team as a third round pick. So I don't think he's a bad drafter. I think he's drafted really well. I think he's missed on a couple first round picks, but they have the luxury of swinging for home runs in the first round. And that's a part of it. I mean, you don't want to miss on those picks, but if you're going to take a shot and take a risk, I mean, Xavier Worthy might not be a good first round pick. He also might be hurt right now. We'll see next year. But I think Veach has done a really nice job with the Chiefs.
Some of the Veach discourse that's been going on is people bringing up the fact that they traded up to go get Xavier Worthy, and they could have had Ladd McConkey. Would you rather have Ladd McConkey on your team right now?
Of course.
I mean, it's all hypothetical. Nothing matters.
How many people were disappointed to get the fastest guy in combine history?
It's true.
In Xavier Worthy. The story is not written on Worthy. Worthy got much better in the second half of last year, and he's been playing through a dislocated shoulder this year. I see that I do see fantasy football discourse. And there's a lot of that. Well, Xavier Worthy's not that good. I'm like, guys, he's playing with a dislocated shoulder. Like, let's be.
I forgot about that injury, honestly, because the new ankle injury.
Yeah, he didn't miss time, basically, with a dislocated shoulder. So let's hang tight there on the and if you'd have listened to this show last year, you would maybe laugh at me saying that because I was pretty hard on Worthy because he was coming along slow. Now, by the end of the year, he was a weapon. He got really good. And so trust me, I've been critical of Worthy too. But are we having that same conversation if Mahomes hits him on that deep ball?
Nope.
Against Broncos? Whose fault was that?
Mahomes.
Yeah. So like context, people. Watch it. Context. Don't be afraid to say, hey, Mahomes had a really bad game against Denver. He missed a lot of throws. Rice had a bad game against Denver. He dropped a lot of passes. Is that Worthy's fault? No. Worthy should have had a deep ball.
Nope.
Like, but the overreactions, again, this comes with winning, and I get it. We have the same conversation about KU basketball, right? Like, when you're so great for so long, you forget what it's like for everybody else. Like, you got to have a chance for mistakes. Just because you don't ever make them for a while doesn't mean that you can't ever make them. Just because Bill Self put together an incredible class of All-Americans that didn't work together and he was stuck with it for a few years doesn't mean Bill Self's not still a great coach. Like, you got to take a step back and breathe here. We'll see what happens with the Chiefs this year, but nothing is wrong overwhelmingly with anything. They've had a few really dumb games, And I don't think Brett Veach or Andy Reid had anything to do with either one of them. That was the players not executing.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they're just in a funk right now. I think that you can honestly just tab a lot of it up to that. I think that they just haven't found what they're, you know, which sounds insane, but like, I feel like they don't know what their identity is out there right now. Even though this is a team that
I know,
3 weeks ago,
I think their identity is a high octane passing offense.
Yes,
I think
they want to be, but they haven't been that.
Well, they were for a little while, and then they didn't take it on the road last week against Buffalo. The offensive line was in shambles, and Buffalo made their life hell. Like, that's, but last week that's what they want to be. You can see it in his eyes. Mahomes is so pissed still about those missed deep balls. If they hit those two deep balls early, even one of them, they win that game and we're having an entirely different conversation. Like, the fact that they just didn't make, like, their identity is very clear. They want to be a high-octane passing offense, and they're going to be a high-octane passing offense. They had the right game plan, scripted up and ready to go against the Broncos. The plays were there three times and they missed on the play. They had the lead late and just needed to run some clock and they missed the throw to Breshad Smith on the sideline. The identity, the game, like, it was all there and it was all fine. They made mistakes. They had too many penalties and they didn't make a couple of plays that they normally make. And here we are. That's the player's fault. The game plan was fine against the Broncos. There's nothing wrong. Andy Reid didn't do anything wrong in that game. The players didn't make the plays. Andy Reid didn't hold.
At what point, though? I mean, I think that leads right into the next argument about, like, who's responsible whenever the passing game isn't working to line up under center. That's what the new argument is. Like, is that a coaching thing? Is that an Andy Reid thing?
No, it's my own thing. Watch that game. Watch the Broncos game. Why did the passing offense not work?
I know, but if it doesn't work, like, do you change? Like, I think that's the coaching.
So you change, you go to a different quarterback?
No, you hand the ball off more, I mean.
Oh, no. No, because the game plan was right. The game plan was correct. They didn't make the plays. It wasn't a game plan issue. Now, you could say, Mahomes doesn't have it today. Let's hand it off more. Nobody on the planet's doing
not even saying hand the ball off more, like, quick game pass, like, something else other than, like, you know what I mean? Like,
did they drop, how many passes did they drop?
A lot.
That's
but
not
what do
a
you do
game?
Like, what do you do about that?
Well,
like,
you
they
hope
had,
that
they
your
had,
players execute better.
They had 10 chances to win the game and they just kept throwing them. Like,
again, was that because they had the wrong play drawn up? Or was that because the players didn't make the play that was there right in front of them?
I don't know. There might be both. I think that,
both
can be true. I think that the Chiefs went out. Chiefs went out there the final possession and went three and out and got back off the field.
I'm not trying to pile on, but I put so much more responsibility on the players for the Broncos loss. Like, they didn't make plays.
They're the ones that had 10 penalties in the game.
Yes. That wasn't a game plan issue. Last year, when the Chiefs, until the end of the year, let's call it early to early mid-season, when they were refusing to run the ball as Mahomes is getting annihilated, that was a game plan issue. They had to read that and say, we can't keep doing that. He's going to get killed. We got to hand the ball off. And they did over time last year. That was a game, you know, so that, and there's all that stuff's always going to happen. But I can't watch that Broncos game and say, oh man, I can't believe Andy Reid did that. No. That was the play. The game plan was there. The plays were there. The players didn't make the plays. Here it is. Next hour, we got picks to make. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Thank you to Crestview Country Club for being a great supporter of the program. Big bourbon tasting last night. I'm sure that went well. We got holiday week coming up. They're doing Thanksgiving for our house. We're going to do a little Thanksgiving to go there. They've got all kinds of holiday party setups for you and great deals if you want to look into joining right now. Give them a call. Tell them we sent you here from Sports Daily. We're coming right back with another hour. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.